This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. It's the morning after the first U.S. presidential debate between incumbent Republican Donald Trump, the sitting president, and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. The two clashed in a contentious, chaotic exchange last night, trying for 90 minutes to convince American voters that the other one was unfit to lead the U.S. for the next 4 years. They argued over the coronavirus death toll of 205,000 in the U.S., the world's highest. They argued over the integrity of the November 3rd vote and Trump's nomination of a conservative jurist to the U.S. Supreme Court and fractured race relations in the U.S., the environment, and more. Trump disputed a New York Times report this week that he only paid $750 in federal income taxes in both 2016, when he first ran for the presidency, and in 2017, his first year in office. Trump said he paid, quote, millions of dollars, but Biden claimed Trump pays less tax than the average school teacher. Trump said he paid mostly they insulted each other with name-calling and personal attacks on a debate stage in Cleveland, Ohio. Biden called Trump the worst president America has ever had. Trump fired back, saying that if Biden takes over next January, there'll be a depression like no one has ever seen because of the Democrats' plan to raise taxes. Meanwhile, Russia, like many other nations in the world, is closely following the U.S. presidential campaign as the United States is one of the world's top economies. That's what Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on a daily conference call on Wednesday. Peskov added that Russia doesn't want to make any statements because it could be viewed as an attempt to intervene in the election process. He said that Russia has never and is not going to intervene in U.S. domestic affairs. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.N. nuclear watchdog said Wednesday it had gained access to a second site in Iran where undeclared nuclear activity may have taken place in the early 2000s. Fighting between Azerbaijani and ethnic Armenian forces entered a fourth day Wednesday. This is the biggest eruption of violence since a 1994 ceasefire. The fighting has spread well beyond the borders of the disputed enclave, threatening to spill into all-out war between the two former Soviet republics. Spain's public debt soared in the second quarter to its highest level in at least 20 years, as government spending leapt in response to the coronavirus pandemic. That's what official figures are showing Wednesday. The government announced that it would have to suspend fiscal rules, which EU member states must normally meet in 2020 and 2021 as a result of the pandemic's impact on the economy. Finance Minister Maria Jesus Montero insisted in a news conference, however, that Spain would maintain a fiscally responsible approach. Overall figures showed the national debt ballooning to around 110% of gross domestic product in the second quarter, way above the EU limit of 60%. Data from the Bank of Spain put total debt at 1.29 trillion euros, up from 1.22 trillion, or about 99% of GDP in the first 3 months of the year. Spain is currently fighting a second wave of the virus, which has now killed 31,000 people and infected more than 750,000, the highest infection rate within the European Union. The number of people killed by COVID-19 has surpassed 1 million, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, which put the total number of infections worldwide at more than 33 million. Lamenting what he called an agonizing milestone, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on the world to overcome the challenge presented by the pandemic and to learn from past mistakes made at the outset. Responsible leadership matters, Guterres said. Science matters, cooperation matters, and misinformation kills. COVID-19 is the disease caused by the novel coronavirus, which is believed to have originated in Wuhan, China, late last year. As the pandemic reached the grim milestone, a World Health Organization official said the actual toll is probably higher. Many nations are about to experience a second wave of the outbreak, especially the United States, which leads the world with over 7.1 million total cases, including over 205,000 deaths. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.